Hello, my name's Jack.
My name's Rowan.
And I'm Rich. And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English Podcast.
In the Premier Skills English Podcast, we talk about football and help you with your English.
Don't forget, you can find the transcript for all our podcasts on the Premier Skills English website.
This week, we're returning to our series of podcasts connected to the environment.
We'll be talking about a football match called Game Zero. This is a Premier League match played between Tottenham and Chelsea, and it's quite a special match.
It's special because it's the world's first major football match to be carbon neutral, or carbon zero. Its aim is to not have any negative environmental impact on our planet.
In our role plays this week, Rowan gets 3 tickets for Game Zero, and we have to decide how we get to the match and what we do when we're there while thinking about how our actions affect our planet.
This week's podcast comes in 3 parts. After each part, we have a task for you to do, which will give you a chance to talk about the topic and the language connected to the environment, which we'll introduce.
On the Premier Skills English website, you'll be able to find all these podcasts and the transcripts and extra activities that go with them.
So, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any other podcast platform, check out our website.
And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast because we have a new football phrase for you to guess.
As we said earlier, in this week's podcast, we're talking about the environment and the world's first net zero carbon football match, the Premier League match between Tottenham and Chelsea.
You're about to hear this week's final role play. It's half time and I haven't arrived yet. Rich and Rowan are getting a bite to eat.
While you listen, we want you to answer a question. The question is, how did Jack get to the match?
Wow, loads of things to choose from. Remember, we're going plant-based today for Game Zero. What are you going to have?
I'm going to go for the falafel and hummus wrap. What about you?
The curry. The tofu katsu curry. Shall we get something for Jack? He should be here in a minute. Let's wait. He might not want anything.
As part of Game Zero, it says here that most of the ingredients are locally sourced, which means fewer food miles.
And that any unavoidable environmental impact is offset by the company. Offset.
It means the impact is cancelled out by the company investing in other projects that reduce or capture carbon.
Oh yeah, I was reading the other day about the world's biggest carbon capture machine. It's in Iceland. It captures carbon dioxide and turns it into rock.
Really? How does it do that?
The machine just sucks the CO2 out of the air. I'm not really sure what the process is, but it sounds amazing. Just imagine if we could have these machines everywhere.
It'd be cool, but for now I think we should just think about what we can do to stop producing so much CO2, like what we've done today, getting on our bikes and eating more plant-based food.
I'll have the beetroot burger, guys.
Jack, you made it at last.
I didn't miss much, I see. 0-0 between my 2 favourite teams, Tottenham and Chelsea.
You must be exhausted.
No, just a bit embarrassed about going the wrong way. I've got my e-bike, haven't I?
Our food's ready. Let's go and watch the second half.
Before the role play, we asked you a question. The question was, how did Jack get to the match?
The answer is my e-bike. I was very happy that I had my electric bike. Otherwise, I'd have probably missed the whole match and not just the first half.
This is our first bit of language from the role play, e-bike. The E stands for electric. Jack has an e-bike. He has an electric bike. Can you think of any other words that use the letter E in this way?
I can think of e-commerce. E-commerce is business that's done over the internet.
I suppose email is a similar word. When we write e-bike or e-commerce, we write a hyphen after the e, but we don't do this with email.
Okay, let's look at some of the language we used connected to the environment and Game Zero.
An important word here is offset. In part one of this podcast, we spoke about the idea of an event being net zero.
The match between Spurs and Chelsea has been described as net zero because any carbon emissions produced have been balanced by actions that protect the environment.
This process is known as offsetting. Companies and individuals can offset the damage they cause to the environment by doing good things for the environment somewhere else.
Individuals often pay extra for air travel to offset the damage they're doing by travelling by air. This money is then collected for environmentally friendly projects such as planting trees.
We spoke about food in the role play. One aim of Game Zero is to encourage more people to eat plant-based food. This is food that doesn't come from animals.
Eating plant-based food and not eating meat reduces your carbon footprint.
This is especially the case when the food is locally sourced. Locally sourced food means it's grown nearby, near where it's eaten.
This means there are fewer food miles attached to the food, which again reduces its carbon footprint.
Food miles is a term that's used to describe a food's environmental impact due to transport. The more food miles attached to a product, the bigger its carbon footprint.
Okay, I think that's enough language for now. You can look at this vocabulary in more detail on the Premier Skills English website. You'll also find free activities, the transcript, and a quiz to help you understand.
Right, it's time for your task. In the role play, the three of us were eating plant-based meals.
Your task this week is to tell us a plant-based dish from your country that you think other listeners would like to try.
Tell us how often, when, and where you normally eat this dish and why it's so delicious.
And tell us the ingredients we need and how to prepare this plant-based dish.
Write all your answers on the Premier Skills English website. Okay, it's time for our football phrase. If you've not listened to the podcast before, every week we set our listeners a challenge. We explain a football phrase or word and you have to guess what it is.
When you know the answer, go to the podcast page on the Premier Skills English website or the review section on Apple Podcasts and write the word or phrase in the comments. If you're correct, we'll announce your name on next week's podcast.
This week's football phrase is just a word, and it's a Generally, this word is used to describe two of the same thing, and comes from shooting. A of pistols means two pistols. A of birds are two birds that have been shot for food. In football, you can score a two goals in one match. Last weekend, Cristiano Ronaldo and Odsonne Edouard both got a for their clubs.
If you have a football phrase that you'd like us to use in the podcast, just get in touch and let us know.
Before we finish, we just wanted to say that we hope you found this lesson useful and we hope all of you stay fit and healthy.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.